Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So with regard to this ayat, ayat Ibir, in which Allah discusses all the righteous and good qualities, and those who do it and practice on it become from the Abrar. And Allah Ta'ala explained, the Mufassireen explained, that in the beginning of the ayat, the Jews used to say, and the Christians, that because they are facing the Qibla of Baytul Muqaddas, so they are righteous and pious. And that was the wrong Qibla. Allah Ta'ala had changed it to the Kaaba Sharif. And here is a warning for us that we should not follow in the ways of the Jews and the Christians, and we should not make the same mistakes that they have made. So further, as the wrongs that they had done, the Mufassireen explained one great wrong that they had done, that they believed that لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Wrongly they claimed that if we have to go in the fire of Jahannam, we will just go for a few days. But with all their wrongs and evils, there is no question of a few days, they will be mukhallad forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. It was the same people who kept on breaking their promises. The Jews are famous for breaking their promises all the time. And they are the same people who opposed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and killed so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam also. Also, these were the same people that they were so coward that when Allah had promised them to enter a certain place and then they will be victorious, they just have to make a show. Allah will do everything, they will be successful, but they said that اِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّ هَاهُنَا قَائِدٌ. They refused to go, and they say that, oh Musa, you and your Allah go, and we are just going to sit here. And when everything is over, then we will enter. Also, they were the very same people, when Allah had given them, sheerly out of His full mercy, the food of Jannat in this world, Manna and Salwa. They were those people who made no sabr whatsoever, and they say, لَن نَصْبِرْ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. We were not going to be satisfied with just the food of Jannat. So ungrateful they were, so great wrongdoers they were. So we are warned that we must not fall in that trap and think just because we got some title of Islam, we got a Muslim name, or we just got an outward show of Islam, so we are also all right. Don't make the same mistakes which the Jews had made. And this was their condition. On the other hand, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and in all the whole history of Islam, the men of Allah Ta'ala proved that they followed the commands of Allah Ta'ala to the T, outwardly and inwardly. They were not just an outward show of Islam, and they did not deceive the people in any way, but they practiced Islam for the pleasure of Allah fully. They gave their lives for the sake of Islam, and they practiced on the Sunnah, the commands of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fully. So that is what we also should try and imbibe. So in these ayat, Allah has explained, so to say, have given the index and content of bir, of all the good things by which a person who practices upon them becomes of the abrar. One of the other evil qualities of the Jews were also, which the Quran Sharif refers to, that they made their ulama and their pious people, the sulaha, the Sufis, they made them gods besides Allah. This was not that they worshipped them. This was not that those ulama and the sulaha did not have knowledge and were not in a pious form. This was the Quran Sharif explains that what was this that they made them gods besides Allah Ta'ala, that they followed them in whatever they said. Even when it was against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, they followed them. That Allah has termed that they made them gods besides Allah, that they followed their teachings against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. That is, they sold the deen, they covered the deen, but they were still like ulama, outwardly. They were still like pious people. Similarly, today we should never fall in the same trap that what my sheikh says, I'm just going to do that. If the sheikh says anything against deen, he says you must have qawwali, you must make uras, etc. And we say we're just going to follow the sheikh. Then it is like, it is exactly that we also making them gods besides Allah Ta'ala. If the ulama make interest halal, in whichever form, in the name of Islamic banking, in the name of just giving it a few outward form of Islam, and they make interest haram, they make interest halal, it is still haram. And that will be that we taking those ulama as gods besides Allah Ta'ala. Photography is totally haram in Islam. We make it halal in any form, then we are taking those ulama as gods besides Allah Ta'ala. And we have fallen then in the same trap which the Jews and the Christians have fallen. So Allah warns us about this. When the ulama and the sulaha, the pious, the buzurgs, they teach us according to the commands of Allah, that we follow wholeheartedly. But no matter which alim or no matter which buzurg and sufi, if they teach us anything against the commands of Allah, we have to reject that. Openly we have to reject it. And we don't follow in the wrong at all. So these are the great commands of Allah Ta'ala, and a person who follows in them, his iman he makes accordingly, his amal and his aqaid, his ibadat and his muamalat, his dealings in everything, and his muasharat, living social life accordingly, then these become from the ashabi bir, and they become the abrar, and these doors are open till the day of Qiyamah. And Allah gives them the whole big title, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. These are the truthful people. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And it is only these people who are the muttaqeen. Otherwise, to make an outward show of taqwa is not difficult. To keep zulfa, to wear an amama, to keep a beard, kurta, long jubba, everything, to be make oneself look like a pious person is not difficult. To be pious inside, under all those clothes, to be pious, that is what is required. So we should not fool ourselves. And the Quran Sharif is here to guide us. Let us not make an outward show of Islam. And inwardly, we are doing all the wrong things. That is, Allah knows everything, and we are answerable to Allah Ta'ala. He will be taking account of us, and we will have to answer to Him. May Allah give us this proper understanding, and wise is that person of any mistakes he made, to make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, and to correct his matters before maut comes. Once maut comes, a person will definitely realize all the wrong he was in. But then the doors of tawbah are closed. And then the punishment of Allah awaits a person. May Allah protect and save us all and guide us to righteousness. Wa akhiru da'wana.